I'm pretty much fucked. With these blunt words, astronaut Mark Watney begins his extraordinary tale of survival on Mars. 6 days into the Eris-3 mission, a violent dust storm forces an emergency evacuation. In the chaos, Watney is struck by debris and left behind, presumed dead by his departing crewmates. When he regains consciousness, he faces a stark reality. He's alone on Mars with limited supplies, no communication with Earth, and the next mission won't arrive for 4 years. Rather than surrendering to despair, Watney approaches his predicament with scientific precision and dark humor. I'm gonna have to science the shit out of this. His situation is uniquely terrifying. Mars is inherently hostile to human life, with unbreathable air, temperatures regularly plummeting below negative 70 C, and nothing edible on the entire planet. Yet Watney's dual expertise as both botanist and mechanical engineer gives him a fighting chance. His journey becomes not just a battle against Mars' deadly environment, but a testament to human ingenuity when faced with impossible odds. Facing starvation with limited rations, Watney applies his botanical expertise to farm on Mars. He creates viable soil by mixing sterile Martian regolith with his own waste to introduce Earth bacteria and nutrients. After calculating his needs, 62 square meters of farmable area and 40 liters of water per cubic meter of soil, Watney expands operations throughout the Hab when his initial crop proves insufficient. In bringing life to a planet dead for billions of years, he creates a miniature Earth ecosystem in the sterile Hab. After 97 sols of complete isolation, Watney achieves a breakthrough, communication with Earth. He retrieves the Pathfinder probe from 1997 and restores its communication capabilities, requiring a multi-sol journey across Mars with a modified rover. When connection is finally established, he's overwhelmed. I spent 3 months as the loneliest man in history, and it's finally over, he writes through tears. The system evolves from pointing Pathfinder's camera at handwritten signs to text messaging after NASA helps hack the rover software. These exchanges reveal Watney's irreverent personality. When told the rescue probe is named Iris after the Greek goddess of the rainbow, he responds, "Gay probe coming to save me. Got it." This breakthrough transforms the novel from solo survival to collaborative rescue effort. When NASA discovers Watney is alive through satellite imagery, the story shifts from solo survival to a complex rescue operation involving multiple space agencies. The contrast is striking. Watney faces immediate life or death challenges with minimal resources, while NASA confronts bureaucratic, political, and engineering obstacles with vast resources but extreme time pressure. Ethical dilemmas emerge about risking the entire Eris-3 crew to save one life. Key NASA figures include Venkat Kapoor, determined mission director, Annie Montrose, blunt media handler, Mitch Henderson, crew advocate, and Mindy Park, who first spots Watney alive. Despite Watney's ingenuity and Earth's guidance, Mars repeatedly proves deadly. While creating water, unburned hydrogen nearly kills him in an explosion. On Sol 119, the Hab catastrophically decompresses when airlock material tears, destroying his potato crop, his means of long-term survival. His calculations show he'll starve around Sol 584 before rescue can arrive. Later, his rover flips while descending into Schiaparelli crater, damaging vital solar cells. These disasters showcase Watney's evolution from initial panic, "Fuck! You fucking fuck Mars!" to methodical problem-solving. When NASA's supply probe fails during launch, Watney's fate seems sealed, until Rich Purnell, an eccentric astrodynamicist, discovers an alternative rescue plan. Instead of sending supplies, they could redirect the Hermes spacecraft back to Mars for a flyby rescue. This would require Watney to travel 3,200 kilometers to the Eris-4 MAV and modify it for rendezvous. The plan creates NASA's central ethical dilemma. Risk 6 lives to save one? Teddy Sanders rejects it. I'm not going to risk another 5 lives to save one. This creates divisions within NASA, with Mitch Henderson arguing, this is about deciding what kind of agency we are. what life means to us. When the plan is secretly transmitted to the Hermes crew, Commander Lewis presents it as a mutiny requiring unanimous consent. Despite knowing it will add 533 days to their mission and potentially end their careers, every crew member agrees. Martinez simply states, "I left him behind once. I'm not doing it again." This mutiny represents the novel's emotional climax, a moment when human compassion overrides institutional caution. The crew's decision embodies the novel's central theme about humanity's instinct to help others, while transforming Watney's outlook from mere survival to preparation for rescue. After 549 souls on Mars, Watney's rescue becomes a global event watched by billions. The plan requires precise coordination between Watney, the Hermes crew, and NASA, with Earth's 12-minute light delay forcing mission control to be mere spectators. Watney strips the MAV of all non-essentials to reduce weight, quipping, "The good news is I'll have great acceleration. The bad news is I'll be in a convertible." During launch, extreme G-forces cause Watney to black out. When calculations show the MAV will miss Hermes by 68 kilometers, Commander Lewis makes a bold move, using attitude thrusters to reach Watney, then creating an improvised bomb to breach an airlock, using the decompression to slow the ship. In the rescue's climax, Beck exits Hermes to intercept the MAV and retrieve Watney, ending his 562-soul Martian ordeal. This triumph exemplifies global cooperation, as Watney reflects. If a hiker gets lost in the mountains, people will coordinate a search. If a train crashes, people will line up to give blood. This is so fundamentally human that it's found in every culture without exception. His survival required not just his ingenuity, but the combined efforts of NASA, JPL, the Chinese Space Agency, and his crewmates. Billions working together to save one man. The Martian celebrates not just scientific ingenuity, but our fundamental capacity for compassion. Throughout his ordeal, Watney maintained his humanity through humor, creativity, and determination, approaching each problem with methodical analysis and often irreverent solutions. The novel's power stems from its blend of scientific accuracy and human warmth. Problems are solved through chemistry, physics, and engineering rather than convenient plot devices. Yet the story remains focused on connection and the value of a single life. What makes us exceptional isn't just our intelligence, but our compassion, our instinct to help others regardless of cost. When Watney acknowledges he had billions of people on my side, he recognizes his survival was a collective achievement. In a divided world, this story reminds us of our capacity to transcend differences when human life is at stake. Through Watney's journey from abandoned astronaut to symbol of resilience, we discover our greatest strength isn't just our ability to science the shit out of problems, but our drive to reach across the void to bring each other home.